If you're trying to drop some weight, you already know it's important to eat healthier and to move your body a little bit more. But what you might not consider is your sleep. It's so important in everything we do. And that's what we'll be diving into today. Hello and welcome to Living Well with Robin Stoloff, empowering you to live a healthier life. I am so delighted to welcome clinical psychologist, Dr. Candace Setti. She is the author of Self-Sabotage Behavior Workbook and Shatter the Yo-Yo. She's a weight management specialist, and she's here to tell us the connection between sleep and weight management and so much more. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I heard you in a nutrition summit that I was part of, and you spoke so eloquently about this topic. And I said, I have got to get you on my podcast because you really put it in such a good way and you really explained it very well. So let's just start off with that right off the bat. What is the connection between weight management and sleep?
Gosh, that would take hours because it is so intricately connected, but most people know sleep. Yeah, we need it for peak physical health and even mental health, even behavioral wellness. But people forget about how connected all of that stuff is to weight management and the way our body holds on to weight and or lets go of weight in so many different ways. One of the biggest ones is in appetite regulation. The reality is the more we sleep and the better quality sleep we get, the less impulsivity we see in our food choices, the less desire we have to snack because we're much less cravings prone because we're not looking to food to fill our energy bucket because our energy bucket has been met with our good quality sleep. For that reason, we're less drawn to kind of the higher calorie, higher carb, higher fat foods. And we feel more satiety with our meals. We are more drawn to healthy food. So that the appetite piece is so huge.
Yeah, it has a lot to do with our hormones too.
Oh my God.
Explain that.
Yes. So, all of our hormones, in a very simplistic manner, all of our hormones are kind of balanced, so to speak, through sleep. And when we don't get enough sleep again, or we don't get good quality sleep, our hormone levels aren't where we want them to be. They aren't in their ideal place. And we have hormones that regulate our appetite, that tell us to eat when we're hungry and tell us to stop eating when we're full. And those hormones are not where we need them to be when we don't get enough sleep. And what that means is we have hormones telling us we're hungry, even if we're not. And we have hormones not telling us we're full and satiated when we are. So what that means is we keep eating and we keep feeling driven to eat. And, I say this all the time, we're never going to win the battle against our hormones. They are always going to win. So if your hormones are telling you you're hungry, you're going to genuinely believe you're hungry. And that is a really, really tough battle to engage in. And if your hormones are not telling you to stop eating, it's incredibly difficult to stop eating. And so these hormones are all out of whack and we are fairly helpless.
It's a big problem, though, in our country. I mean, lack of sleep, getting up in the middle of the night or having trouble falling asleep. What is the reason for it?
Well, I mean, lifestyle is probably to blame. I mean, we look at not just, everyone blames technology and screens and blue light and all of this, that, light exposure that we're getting from TV, from computers, from phones, from tablets, from all of that.
Yeah, that doesn't help.
Yeah. But we're also just busy and overwhelmed and overstimulated and there's so much going on and our brains are going a mile a minute. And, most people who tell me they have trouble sleeping and they wake up in the middle of the night, the problem is not just that they wake up in the middle of the night. The problem is that they wake up in the middle of the night and their brain is spinning and they're thinking about the 4,000 things they have to do the next day and the 4,000 things they did the day before and how they did them wrong and what they need to do different and how they're beating themselves up for it and what they need to get ahead of and what somebody's going to think of them. And all of this stuff is overwhelming our brain. And then how do you shut that down and fall back asleep?
Yeah.
And then
not easy.
we have the added impact of technology and blue light exposure and, light in the blue light spectrum basically inhibits melatonin. And melatonin is our sleep hormone. And so when we expose ourselves to artificial light, we're suppressing that hormone.